Hello everyone, Hyunwoo-sun here.
안녕하세요.
You are listening to
Talk to Me in Korean.
Talk to me only, okay?
No, talk to 경은 in Korean.
Come on, 경은. Don't you realize more people are talking to me on the site?
Oh, you really think so?
Look at the comments.
I don't think so.
Everybody's just talking to me, not you.
No way.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Everyone, don't worry.
Please.
We don't have any competition going on here, okay?
You have to apologize to me.
Apologize?
Yeah.
Then I'll have to learn the expression for that.
Okay.
Teach me how to apologize in Korean.
Okay, I'm going to teach you.
Okay, how do you say I apologize or I am sorry?
죄송합니다.
Again?
죄송합니다.
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 Again, everyone, remember from the last lesson? You can say 안녕하세요 for 안녕히 가세요, 안녕히 계세요, 안녕하세요. You can also say 죄송합니다 with this one.
No.
You can.
But you have to do a right gesture.
I know, I know.
You have to show you are sorry.
I know, I know. I will show that I'm sorry with my gestures, but I can always say 죄송합니다 and people will know, right? But it is always better to say the right expression with the right pronunciation, the correct, proper pronunciation. So let's go with 죄송합니다 for now.
죄송합니다.
And do you remember how to say thank you in Korean, everyone?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. It is 감사합니다.
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 If you also remember that 감사합니다 is basically 감사, appreciation, or thankfulness, plus
합니다, I do.
You can assume that 죄송합니다 is also 죄송 plus 합니다.
네, 맞아요. 죄송 means apology, being sorry, or feeling ashamed. And 합니다 means I do. So 죄송합니다 means I'm sorry or I apologize.
Okay, great. 좋아요. That's good. But, 경은, before we go on, we need to cover something that is very, very subtle. And I get this question over and over again. So I need to get this done with, okay?
What is that?
Well, it is the very question of why 합니다
okay.
is not pronounced as H-A-P-N-I-D-A, 합니다. And why we pronounce it as 합니다, which is H-A-M-N-I-D-A.
Yes.
Do you know the answer?
Can you explain for me?
I'll try. So everyone listen carefully, okay? So in Korean, when we say something like 합, we don't necessarily pronounce the ending letter, ending consonant, and we don't say 합. So for example, when you say, well, this is something I like to wear, which is 모자, a cap, C-A-P in English you say cap. You can hear the little p sound at the end, right?
네.
But in Korean, if you write the word, the English word in Korean, which would be cap, Korean people don't open their mouth again to pronounce the P at the end or the B at the end. So it becomes cap.
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 Did you hear the P at the end?
No.
No. So cap.
Cap.
Well, it sounds a little bit weird, but that's how Korean letters are mostly pronounced. So when I say up to 죄송합, I don't open my mouth again to say 죄송합. I don't say that. I don't
no,
do that.
No,
not many people do that. Do you do that?
No, never.
Okay. So when you're about to pronounce the fourth letter in this expression, which is 니.
니.
What shape does your mouth have right now?
My mouth is closed.
It is closed. So when you want to open your mouth again from that closed shape and you want to pronounce 니, what does it become?
함니.
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 There's no room for the sound of P. Because
yes.
your mouth is shut and then opened again. So, 합니다 doesn't happen in Korean. And always what happens is 합니다.
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 So, even if you see a word romanized like H-A-P-N-I-D-A, Korean people will read it as
합니다.
H-A-M-N-I-D-A.
합니다.
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 So you will see the expression that you already know, which is thank you. What is it again in Korean?
감사합니다.
Depending on the person who romanizes the expression, it can be romanized as K-A-M-S-A-H-A-P-N-I-D-A, or it can even be G-A-M-S-A-H-A-M-N-I-D-A. Okay?
Yeah.
So I hope you understand that. And if you have any further questions about this particular part, please feel free to leave us comments and we will do our best to explain that further so that you can understand it better, okay?
Yes.
Okay, but we're not done with 죄송합니다 yet.
Not yet.
Why is that?
Because 죄송합니다 is not always I'm sorry.
That's right. 맞아요. So even though 죄송합니다 is basically I'm sorry, you can never use 죄송합니다 when you want to say I'm sorry to hear that.
No, never.
So 경은, let's say we're speaking English to each other right now, and we are. Let's suppose I just lost my wallet, and there was a lot of money in it. And what would you say to me in English?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You want to say, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But in Korean, what would you say, naturally?
I would say, 어, 진짜? 어떡해?
Yeah, you would say, oh, really? What are you supposed to do? And you don't say, I'm sorry, 죄송합니다.
I don't say.
Or not even 미안해, which is the informal expression to say, I'm sorry. So in Korean, it is quite confusing when you want to say, I'm sorry, the English sense of I'm sorry.
So when I first started to study English, I felt really strange when I heard the I'm sorry to hear that. Because why they are sorry about it?
Yeah, because they didn't do anything bad about you losing your wallet or your loss or something. So in English, you can easily say I'm sorry when you hear a bad piece of news. But in Korean, we don't say that. If you do that, if you say 죄송합니다 when you hear some bad news from someone, they will look at you and think, why are you apologizing for that? And in some extreme situations, they might think that you're really apologizing and they might assume that something, whatever happened, was your fault. So you are apologizing.
And this is because 죄송합니다 only means I apologize. It was my bad, excuse me, or I shouldn't have done that. It can never mean I'm sorry to hear that.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
Okay, so don't use that when you want to say I'm sorry to hear that. And we will learn how to say I'm sorry to hear that in Korean in a later lesson.
네, 맞아요.
But for now, just in case some of our more advanced listeners want to know, what would you say again?
어떡해요?
So that's what you would say, right?
Yes, I would say 어떡해요?
Yeah, that's actually what I would say too. And that means, what are we supposed to do? Or what are you supposed to do? Or how should we solve this problem? Okay, on to the next topic. So, 경은, we are good friends, right?
Oh, really? Do you think we are good friends?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes?
So basically, whenever I want to say something to you or when I want to talk to you, I can just start talking or tap on your shoulder and say something, right?
Yeah, right.
But usually, when you talk to a stranger, you have to get their attention first. Or when you want to order something in a restaurant, there's an expression that you say in English. And what is that?
I say, excuse me.
And the waiter or the waitress will come to you and ask you, what do you want?
Yes.
And the stranger that you just tapped on the shoulder will turn around and say, what is it? Right?
네.
And that's very easy, right?
Yeah, it's very easy.
Except in Korean, we don't say 죄송합니다. Although, excuse me is 죄송합니다 as we learned already in this podcast. In these situations, Korean people use a different expression.
네, and that is 저기요.
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 So 저기, 경은. What does 저기 literally mean?
저기 literally means over there.
Over there.
Yes.
So 저기요 means, hey, you over there, look at me.
Yeah, right.
Something like that, but in a little more polite way.
Yes.
So, 저기요.
저기요.
So, 저기요 is what I say when someone's not looking at me. I need to talk to that person.
Yes.
And it is exactly the same as excuse me, except 저기요 does not mean I am sorry.
No.
Sometimes excuse me means I'm sorry, but I don't say 저기요 to mean excuse me. So, for example, when you stepped on somebody's foot, do you say 저기요?
No.
What do you say?
You have to say 죄송합니다.
Because you're apologizing.
Yes.
So think of it this way. When you want to say excuse me, but if you want to get someone's attention by saying that, you can say
저기요.
And if you want to apologize by saying that,
죄송합니다.
Okay, 저기요 and 죄송합니다. Okay, 경은, we learned a lot of stuff today too.
네.
We learned how to say I apologize.
죄송합니다.
And excuse me when you want to talk to someone.
저기요.
Yeah, but by now, I'm sure many of our listeners are thinking, oh, then how do I say excuse me when I want to pass through a group of people?
네, 맞아요.
Excuse me, let me pass. So how do you say that in Korean?
I say 잠시만요.
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 Which literally means just a second or just a moment.
네, and you can also say 잠깐만요.
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 And it also means just a second, just a moment.
네, 맞아요.
And of course you can say
죄송합니다.
Okay, great. So let's review before we finish. For example, when I stepped on your foot like this, what do I say?
Oh, you really?
What do I say?
죄송합니다.
It's okay.
You have to say 죄송합니다 to me.
Okay, I'll say that. 죄송합니다. 죄송합니다. And if you're...
Hey.
Okay, 경은.
Okay.
Let me review, okay?
Alright.
So if you're supposed to be working and you're sleeping on the desk, what should I say? Tapping on your desk.
If you are a stranger, you have to say, 저기요.
Okay, you want me to be a stranger from
yes,
now on.
Please.
Because I just stepped on your foot on purpose. So I say, 저기요.
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 일어나요. 일어나요. 저기요.
저기요.
For example, if you are on the subway, you are tired from work,
mm-hmm.
and you just passed by all the subway stations, and the subway train is reaching the end of the subway line, someone will come up to you and say, 저기요. Hey. Hey, 저기요.
저기요. It happened to me a lot these days.
Wow.
I'm so sad.
I'm sorry to hear that. And that I cannot say in Korean.
Don't say 죄송합니다.
Don't say 죄송합니다. And if I want to pass through 경은 and 경은's friends when I'm in a hurry, what do I say?
You can say 잠시만요.
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 Or I can keep saying 잠시만요. 죄송합니다. 잠깐만요. 잠시만요. Okay?
Yes.
So everyone, that is it for today's lesson.
네, I hope you enjoyed learning with us.
I believe they did. So, 경은?
네.
Thank you.
감사합니다. 감사합니다.
And everyone, thank you.
감사합니다.
And goodbye.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
죄송합니다.
현우!
Bye bye. 안녕히 계세요.